He's a wonder. So cool. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. Yes, in Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. What an awesome privilege and honor, my Father, that you would summon all of us, Father, that's gathered here today on this radio broadcast under the sound of my voice to feast at the King's table, Lord. And as always, when we come on here, Father, we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for what you are doing in the earth, Father. And Lord, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, Father God, we ask, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might grow in the knowledge of you, my Father, and that we might know you, not of you, but know you. Know you, Lord, in the power of your resurrection, in the power of your love, and in to know your character, know your nature, but to know you is to know us, Father, so that we might know you. Jesus Christ, who you sent, and everything that's available to us, Father, because of your love. You said that your people will call by your name with humble ourselves and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and pray that you will hear from him and you heal our land. Therefore, my Father, we come together as a body of believers, Father, growing into the place where souls are won to the kingdom of God. And not only that, my Father, but territories are won to the kingdom of God. And all the kingdoms of the earth will become one with the kingdom of God. Under subject there is. So well, that would be one kingdom. That's your kingdom, my Father God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now give us, Father, this day a daily bread, Father, everything that we have need of, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the anointing, everything. Everything that pertains to life and God, everything that we have need of, Father, we ask, Father, that it be given unto us. And Father, you said that we would seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, then all those things will be added unto us. So, Father, we come to your throne, hallelujah, and we ask you to feed us, Father, the bread of life. Teach us about your kingdom, Father, and your government, and your ruling authority, and what you're doing in the earth, my Father. And raise us up, my Father, not only to be followers, and not only to be disciples and students and learners, to be leaders, my Father, not only leaders, representatives. Not only representative, Father, of you and your kingdom and your son, but agents of change that can go into our everyday circle of influence, my Father God, and manifest your glory in the earth, your character, your nature. So build us up, my Father, and raise us up, Father, so that we might be that that great and mighty church that you called us and that you called us to be. Those mighty men and mighty women that you decree and declare that we are, and that we line up our words with your words, Father. Draw us nearer to you from generation to generation, Father, until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we look just like him, until as he is, then so are we, Father. Now, as we sojourn into this land, Father, on our way to becoming exactly that, exactly what you said, and we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we say yes to your will, yes to your way. Your kingdom come, and your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all of the credit. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. In the authority of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, as always, it's an honor and a privilege, man. You know, I tell you, it's two things that I get excited about, you know, that I share with my church family over there in Houston, too, and let's go high. Man, two things I get excited about, you know, and that's, you know, when God called his family together, you know, and in this hour, and in any hour, you know, that God would allow me to be an instrument to which he would manifest his, and share his grace in the earth, freely receive, freely give. But boy, it's a joy and an honor and a privilege, boy, to go before the throne of God's grace with all of you under the sound of my voice. To all of us, you know, to just allow God to point unto us that golden scepter of righteousness. You know what that is? I mean, man, God put you in right standing with himself, with him himself. I want you to always remember this, you know, when we come on this radio broadcast and we talking about going behind the veil and everything and all the way into the presence of the Most High God. If we can see it in a little simpler way, you know, it just means you're going here to see what he's saying. To hear what that said, to allow God to speak to us, to talk to us. And you need to know how important that is. If you ever get God to speak to you, man, let me tell you something. You can take that to the bank, as they say. You can do more than that, man. You can take that way out. If you can get God to speak to you, and you can hear his voice, tell you how so important that is. The devil don't ever want you to know that. If you can hear me, when you talk, well, glory to God. When we talking to God and God talking to us, you know, when God speaks, man, he can't lie. If he say something, man, to us, boy, it got to come to pass. It got to happen. That's why the devil don't ever want us, man, to go behind the veil, man, and to hear from God ourselves. That's why I tell y'all, it's an honor and a privilege that God would point unto all of us, me and all of us on the sound of my voice, boy, that golden scepter of righteousness. That, you know what that mean? That mean, boy, that we are as righteous as we are ever going to be. We are as righteous as we could ever get. And let me tell you something. The Bible's in the book of Romans chapter 5. When you ever, that's why the devil wants you to get the revelation to that. If you ever know that you are in right standings with God, and that you are the righteousness of God. So you hear the people quoting those scriptures, you just quote the scripture and say, hey, peace that the world can't give and peace that the world can't take away. That's that kind of peace right there. That's the reality of that peace right there. Let me tell you something. When you know that you are in right standing, man, with the Most High God, you're creating the universe, and, man, that you can go boldly, man, into his presence, man, without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Glory to God. When you can know that, and I'm talking about a peace that passes all understanding, you will know something, man. You will know that you 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 know beyond any shadow of a doubt. Boy, it don't matter where you are in life, man. Boy, your life is in his hand and everything is all right. Let me tell you something. That's a mindset. Hallelujah. That's a way of thinking. Hallelujah. And boy, let me tell you something, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. What way of thinking is that, boy? That's the kingdom of God. God's way of thinking. God's way of doing. Listen, the Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also on the inside of all of us. What mind was that who thought it not robbery, man, to be equal with God? That's why he told that old boy, he said, listen, you want to see the Father? Yeah, he said, if you seen me, you seen the Father. We need to grab a hold to that same mentality, man. We've been watered down, that boy. We too afraid to say that. Why? Because, well, you can't display that, man. That's all the more reason to say it, man, so that it can be start coming, man. And as we start saying it, boy, that would give God the legal right and permission, man, to manifest it in our lives. You know why a lot of things in our lives not being manifested, man, on the earth? Yeah, baby, because we saying one thing, we ain't saying it. We saying what the circumstance, situation, and symptoms say instead of what, boy, does say it alone. And that's because of a lack of our, man, you know, understanding how important it is, boy, to, for us, boy, to understand the time and the seasons and to know what's going on so that we might know how we're supposed to function in this life here on earth. See, there's more to this life here on earth than us just wandering around in the wilderness, man, and going around and around and around like the children of Israel did when God delivered them out of Egypt. Same way the church is doing, man, since God has delivered us out of the bondage and slavery of Satan himself. They're going around and around and around and around and around and practicing good ceremonies and everything else. And let me tell you something, man. That's a good thing. As I always tell you there, boy, let me tell you something. There's a going on in God. Going on past all that, man, into the presence of the Most High God. Well, boy, you can grow up, man, and start becoming. Instead of just having church, boy, you start becoming the church. Hallelujah. And, boy, when we start becoming the church, let me tell you something. Having some church ain't going to change nothing. It'll change you. Let me say that. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. That didn't come out too good. Just having church, man, that's all you're going to have. Just some good church and some emotion going to be stirred up and everything else. But that ain't going to change, man, our world. That ain't going to change, man, our community. That ain't going to change, man, you know, man, the our crime and things that are going on. That ain't going to change, man, the devil running havoc in our homes and our lives and in our families, man, and our authority and our power and our kingdom and on our earth. A squad on our land, let me tell you something, having good church, that ain't going to change then, man. But, boy, when we grow up in the things of God and learn how to be the church and, boy, realize, grow in the knowledge of God, boy, that, let me tell you something, boy, that this is our territory. What, the earth? This is our territory. What do you mean our territory? Boy, this is the children of the Most High God territory. It ain't the devil territory, boy. He's a squatter on our territory. You see this world system that you live in right here now on this earth right here? Boy, that's a squatter set that up on the earth. This is our territory, the earth. That belongs to us. The heaven belongs to God. The God gave the earth to us. What purpose, boy? So that, man, he could, through us, man, colonize and make earth a colony of heaven so that he could get on earth. He can get on earth what's going on in heaven. How are you going to do that? Through his family and son, through us. That's why he's here. That's why he placed it here. That's why he created the heaven and earth. That's why he established the Garden of Eden and the garden and placed mankind in there. That's where he started mankind off on his way to us. Colonizing earth with him. Can you imagine that, boy, earth being a colony of him? I ain't talking about having church. Anytime I know religious stuff, then I don't know, man. And whenever I say having church and religious stuff, I ain't talking about the people now. Whenever you might hear me say, you know, the Baptist this or the Methodist this or the Hindu this or the Muslim this, I ain't talking about the people. I'm talking about the religion. And I see when you hear me say something might not come out too good about Christians or something like that, I ain't talking about you, the people, or whatever. I'm talking about that Christian religion. I'm talking about that Baptist religion. I'm talking about, man, that Catholic religion. I'm talking about, man, that Hindu religion. What's that, man? That, man, what the enemy uses, boy, to substitute, boy, you coming to the knowledge of the truth, man, what? The gospel of the kingdom. Lying, wonder, boy. My mom used to call that man a lying hyena. Boy, let me tell you something. I used to laugh at her when she used to say that. But man, but every time I think about it, man, I'm talking about what the righteous indignation on that. I just want to cut his head off. I wish I could kill him, but I can't. He's an eternal being, too. But when I see, man, you know what God has for us and what God did for us and God planned and prayed for our life, and I see, man, how that squatter that's on our land and turned our territory, the earth, into what it is here today instead of it being on earth like it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. Well, that would give me fire, man, to go on, boy, into all the world and let the world know, boy, that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. Doing what else? Reconciling the world back unto himself. He come himself. Ooh, I ain't talking about, listen, thank God for the prophets and all the stories in the Old Testament and everything else, boy. That was a schoolmaster. That was a school teacher. That was for our learning. That was to bring us to a place. That was to bring us to a time and a season. That was to bring us to an appointed time. Hallelujah. That was all that man was to bring us to, boy, this appointed time that you and I are living in right here and now. What time is that, boy? Where, boy, God, man, came down to this earth himself, redeemed our lives from the destruction, restored back to us everything that we lost. And, boy, what is assignment here in the day, in the earth today now, man, is, man, going into all the world and making disciples of all men, teaching them this. See, we've been preoccupied with having church and how to have church and church protocol and everything. And that's a good thing, but you don't know nothing about kingdom protocol. The church don't know nothing about the kingdom. They don't even have kingdom concepts here in the Western world. If you don't have no concepts or nothing, no ideas, nothing, then you don't understand nothing about the kingdom. That's why, boy, it's kind of hard to, that's why you got to go over and over and over and over and over and over. In the Western world, man. You know why I like that, too? Because there's some, listen, the simplicity of it, it wouldn't make it hard. It sounds too good to be true. I'm going to say that again, boy. This is what make it hard, man. The simplicity of it is what make it hard. It's so simple. Man, listen. It's like it's too good to be true. It is good. Come on. It is the truth. And it is the truth. Why? Because it is good. It is too good to be true. It is. But it's still true. Nah, they seen our ears, they heard. They even entered into our hearts. We can't even grasp his infinite wisdom. He can't even fathom the depths of his love, man. That love that we're covered with, man, that he chose before the foundation of the world, that you and I are covered with, holy and without blame and covered in his love. That's what he say, man, in Ephesians chapter 1. That's what he say. Thanks be unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world. What he chose, that we should be holy. You hear me? What he chose, that we should be holy. Well, that's just like him. And without blame, though your sin like scarlet. He said what? He showed that we should be holy and without blame. But yeah, when I look into all our lives, see our sin like scarlet. Let me tell you something, what he chose when before the foundation of the world. What? That we should be holy and without blame. That's what he decided, man, before the foundation of the world. And then he spoke it. He spoke it in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Let's make man in our image and our likeness. And let them have dominion over the earth. And then God blessed them. That word blessed, that means God put on the inside of us the potential, everything that we have need of to become everything that he said. That's why you hear them scriptures in the Bible say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's what that word blessed means when God said, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth, man, just like him. That was the mandate. That was the assignment. That was the reason for God coming down to this earth and forming a body and releasing you and I that originated in heaven where he is down to this earth. Why? So that we could have our territory, so that we could be just like him. And watch, he a king. And as long as we up there in heaven with him, all we can be is prince and princess. But boy, if we get our own territory, then we can be kings too. Hallelujah. So boy, God created a territory for us. That's why I say the heavens belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. He said, hey, that's your territory. I told you more than the devil squatting on our land. Boy, I told you I'm getting mad every time I think about it. A squat on our land, man, and turn our earth into what it is here today. Instead of being in heaven on earth, instead of being on earth like it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. Why are you telling me all this, Arthur? Because I'm talking about, man, we've been preoccupied. We've been having church, man, instead of being the church, man. The church is to call out one man who God called out, man, from among all that, man, and sanctified. What do you mean sanctified? I ain't talking about like you know the sanctified church. I'm talking about he separated them unto himself. Hallelujah. For what purpose are the boys of the day, man? I'm talking about boy business. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says, boy, them who he loved, boy, he called us. And after he called us, boy, then he justified us. That means saved us. Cleared us of all guilt. Justified, pardoned. Then the Bible says, then he sanctified us. Then he separated us. Called out one. Separated us from something to something. All we know is about what being separated from. Quit doing this and quit doing that and don't sin and don't do that and condemning one another about that. Yeah, that's because, man, you know that what we've been separated from, and you ain't supposed to do them things, but you don't know what we've been separated to. Because only when we get into that thing that we've been separated to can we begin, Lord, to not do all those things that we've been separated from. We're trying to get people, man, to quit sinning, man, without getting into the position, man, where they can't quit sinning. So you're going to take, man, 100 mechanics, man, down into the desert, man, you know, and 50 miles out into the desert, man, to work on, man, cars. When the cars, man, are in the mechanic shop, man, you know, downtown in your city. Right? No, and them cars, and they're capable of fixing those cars. They can't fix them out there, man. Ain't no cars out there in the desert. They got to go where the cars at. Let me tell you something, man. You know, when God speaks to his people, that's why I say, boy, when we growing and coming to the knowledge, I'm quit saying here, but I'm just saying, as we growing to the knowledge, boy, of what's really on and growing in the grace of God, and this is one thing I know, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That's why I got confidence, man, even in my prayer, even before I see any manifestation of it. I ain't talking about hoping and praying. I'm talking about praying the prayer of faith. I'm talking about becoming, boy, who we already are. And as we get strong and strengthened in that, man, you know, then we can start walking in it. Line up on line, precept up on precept. Walking in what, boy? Walking in, Lord, I'm talking about, boy, what the deal is. What? He found us. We ain't find the Lord. He found us. He drew, you know, it's him drawing us to us. Then after he drew us to us, he called us, then he saved us. Then after he saved us, man, then he called us unto himself. That's sanctification. After he sanctified us, then he glorified us. What you mean, boy? He filled us with his glory. He equipped us. Equipped us for what, boy? Hey, listen, boy, for a work. What, to get back to your original work? He didn't equip us to have no good church and put on good programs, man, and how well the program would determine, man, how well the church would and how well you doing, man. Listen, that you hold on, call myself. I say, what do you say? I say, boy, that lying devil, I want to cut your head off. But boy, let me tell you something, boy, for this reason was the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the devil that have blinded, boy, our eyes and hardened our hearts. just seeing we see not and hearing we hear not. I told you the simplicity of it is what made it all. God was in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling the world back to himself. Say that again, bro. I say God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back to himself. What you mean, man? Listen, boy, the world war was under the puppet strength control, man, of a squatter, the devil, who, boy, Adam gave man the authority that God gave him over the earth. The authority that when God told Adam, hey, listen, have dominion over all of the earth and blessed him and told him, man, you know, and make the whole earth like heaven and gave him the authority and the ability and everything that he had need of to accomplish that, Adam gave that dominion and authority to the devil. Yeah, Lord, but boy, I'm telling you something, man. He might have deceived Adam and tricked Adam into getting more his dominion, but boy, he can't keep that. Right, because God had already spoke, man. Let them have dominion. He ain't talking about the devil. He's talking about us. You know, all his children, they're going to come through Adam. Let them have dominion. That their territory. Ain't for no devil. Yeah, but the devil come to me. Let me tell you, I don't care what the devil did, man. He can't keep that. Let me tell you something. He a thief in your life. When you come to realize that, he ain't no robber. He a thief. And the only way a thief can steal from us is by keeping us from the knowledge of it. As long as you don't know nothing, man, that's why God say my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. As long as if we don't know how he coming and stealing our joy, stealing our family, stealing our relationships, man, stealing our homes, our peace, our joy. If you don't know, man, how you coming in there doing that, man, then we're going to keep on stealing from you. Why? Because, boy, thieves steal unbeknownstly by keeping you from the knowledge of it. Why? Because he know if he get caught, man, he can. Thieves are different from robbers. Robbers will come up in your face and maybe take your stuff with a weapon or something, but a thief, he steal unbeknownstly. Cause he knows something, baby. If he get caught, man, stealing, man, he can't keep that. He got to get that up. He got to get that back. Calling that type steal. Anybody, you know the story. They try to take something out the store, man, or any one of them stores, and if they get caught, man, them people don't let them keep that. Man, they make them give it back, and then they make them pay restitution, put them in jail, man, and pay a fine and everything else. You can't keep that while I go there and caught the thief. As long as they don't catch him, he keep on stealing. I mean, people stealing out those stores and everything else, man, boy, this thing. But, boy, once they get caught, it's the same thing, boy. The devil is stealing, man. But, baby, once they get caught, that's why God wants us to come, man, behind the veil, man, into his presence, boy, so that we can know some things. Do you know that we have the power and the responsibility to determine our future and our destiny? Us. Why? Because God gave us dominion over the earth. And yes, we lost that dominion and authority over in Adam. But let me tell you something, man. 2,000 years ago, boy, I'm talking about God came to himself and got that back. Redeemed our life from that curse that sold us into and got that back. I tell you, a thief get caught, boy, he can't keep that, man. He got to give that up. God came down here and caught the thief, man, himself, boy, the devil, man. Hallelujah. And not only that, but put him on his feet. And then stood on the Bible, the universe, after his resurrection, and then said, all power is given unto me in heaven, all power on earth, and even power over death, what they're under the earth. I got this great enemy that sin caused, what, death? Yeah, I got power over there, too, now. For all through life, after the fall, boy, death had its power over us. Dead in trespasses and sin. The curse of the law. The penalty for sin is death. And all of us have sinned. Hallelujah. But boy, God, man, yourself, baby. I ain't talking about boy, yeah, but I say you can't save yourself. You know, I don't care how you try to build fig trees and leaves and put it around you. I don't care how you try to build a tower, man, and reach up into the heaven. I don't care how we have a good program you put on, none of that. Man, let me tell you something. Unless the Lord build the house, our labor is in vain. That's why he said, boy, that remains a rest for the people of God. That's why, boy, we got to cease from our own works. What do you mean cease from our own works, man? Hey, stop trying to get God in on what we're doing, and let's get in on what God's doing. gonna say it again. Hey, we was peace from our words. What's our words, man? Trying to get God in on what we doing and coming up with good things and good ideas and everything else. But let me tell you something. Our best was what we could do for God is a joke compared to what he won't do for us and in us and through us. And listen, what we want to do for him is a good thing, but what he want to do in and through us is a great thing. Well, you say, all the boys, stop trying to get him in on what we're doing, and let's get in on what he's doing. And when you get in on him, what he's doing, then you'll cease from your words, because you'll be getting in on a you'll get in on the reality of the scripture that you'll be quoting, boy, the battle is the Lord, and the battle's already been won, and we had a victory and everything else, boy, because you would know that. And I told you, you'll just start becoming who you already are. Because you would know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Well, you can know the truth there. That's why I always encourage y'all, man. Come on, y'all. Let's go past the gates of Thanksgiving. Past our thank you, Jesus. And past our hallelujah. And past our praise. Now, listen, don't misunderstand me, man. If you won't come through there, boy, you can come any other way. You're a thief and a robber. You got to come through the gates of Thanksgiving. You can't come in from there, man, without giving God his prop and his adoration and for all that he's done for us. Yeah, he's worthy to be thankful, boy. If he had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough, man. Hey, you better thank him, man. You can't. If you can't listen, only way you can get through the gates is through Thanksgiving. If you ain't thinking, man, you can't even get to the gates left on getting into the presence. You got to come through the course with praise. Hallelujah. We worried about our praise, but you got to have something to praise him for. You got to know some things. Well, like I told you, when you know all that he done for us, boy, let me tell you something, you'll be running to the gates, boy, with Thanksgiving. You don't have to have no Hammond organ or no music or no musician or nothing like that instrument, man, to stir you up. That's all enhanced it and everything else and make it better, but you won't need all that, baby. His joy of the Lord be your strength. Now, you think of his goodness and his mercy and all that he's done for you. What? We are on our way to a devil's hell. Bound in sin, man. No way out, man. Couldn't, man. Can you imagine suffocating, drowning, man, in life, man? For boy, God, in the fullness of the time, came himself and redeemed our life from that destruction. And restore back to us our sovereignty and dominion that we lost, that he gave us in the beginning. When he said, let them have dominion over the earth. That's the original church. They wasn't meeting on the corners in the stained glass window, boy. What they were doing, boy, they were being fruitful and multiplying and subduing the earth and ruling and reigning and causing man to cultivating and subduing the earth. But an assignment, boy, to allow God through them and through his family of sons that would come from him to extend his governing influence of heaven on earth. What are to extend God's governing influence of heaven on earth? Why, Arthur? So that it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, I don't know what you're doing and what your church is doing and what the denomination is doing and what the Muslims are doing and what the Hindus are doing and what mankind is doing, but I'm talking about, boy, what your Father in heaven is doing. He found that out there on the one little day, so you got to come behind the veil. You mean, boy, you got to come on into the kingdom. That's the invitation that I always tell you on here, boy. I encourage you, man, that listen, you need to realize that if you're in Christ Jesus, you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, dear son. That's why the devil don't even want you to know the truth, man, because that way he can keep on stealing from you. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. He go on to say in the early part of that, he said, in whom we have an inheritance. And our inheritance, that inheritance that we have, all of the kingdom of God, it's in light. What you mean in light? That means, boy, it's in illumination. It's in coming to the knowledge of it. If somebody left you $1 million and you never knew nothing about it, man, you would die poor, broken, hungry when all the time you're a millionaire. How come you died poor, broken, hungry? Because you didn't know that you was a millionaire. If you don't know that you're a millionaire, then you ain't going to go stick no claim on it. But, boy, somebody come tell you, boy, let me tell you something. So-and-so died, and they left you, boy, $10 million. And here's the will right here, baby. Let me read it to you, man. And, boy, you come to the knowledge of it, and you know that that's a legit will. Hallelujah. Boy, you can come about a poverty man into abundant life. Hallelujah. Why? Because you came to the knowledge, man, of an inheritance. All these things I'm talking about, the kingdom of God, our inheritance, that's in knowledge, that's in light, that's illumination, that's in coming to the knowledge of it. Let me tell you something, that book that you hold in your hand, man, and everything else, we call the Bible, and that you take the church sometimes, in fact, some of them don't even open it there on Sundays. Man, that's the wheel. And that's a testament, man. I'm talking about, boy, that'll stand up in the, just like a wheel will stand up in these courts here in the natural courts. Boy, this wheel here will stand up in the courts of heaven, man. And guaranteed everything that's in it. But if you don't know it, if you don't know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that's your inheritance. If you don't know that by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it's a gift from God, that's your inheritance. If you don't know, boy, that the streets that you're talking about paved with gold and all the blessedness of it is in it and everything else, all the lifestyle that's in it, all the character, all the nature, everything that it consists of, if you don't know that that's your inheritance, man, you won't be going out. You, man, you'll be living and dying like mere men and mere women all the time. You royalty, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal. But if you don't know that, and you live and die like mere men and mere women, when all the time we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's in the morning. That's in Psalms 82. That's what God said. He said, you are little gods, yet you're living and dying like mere men and mere women. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. Why? Because we just been when, you know, at the gates and at the sanctuary and at the court and coming into the sanctuary. But you ain't went behind the veil and heard from God yourself what he said. You heard what the man said about what he said. They will always tell you, man, don't put your faith in the wisdom of a man, what I'm talking about, boy. You see for yourself. And most of you ain't going to search the scripture, but let me tell you something. That's why you always hear me say every now and then, Jesus said this here, my sheep hear my voice. That's why I know one thing about this, what this gospel here, man. You know, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. This ain't this importation. I just like that old boy, man. Jesus said to that old boy, he said, listen, the kingdom of God is just like a sower who went out and sowed some seed. And boy, he planted seed in the field, boy, and then he worked his field, then he went home go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. Listen, man, I just plant the seed, baby. Yeah, hallelujah. I just go to be. That's my assignment. Plant the seed, water the seed, cultivate the seed, subdue it, watch over it, man, everything else. Just keep on planting, keep on planting, keep on watering, and keep on cultivating. And don't get weary if you don't see instant results. Don't get weary if you don't see nothing happening in the first 5 weeks or the first 5 months or the first 5 years or 10 years or 15, 20, or however long it takes. Don't get weary in way of doing. What's way of doing, man? Man, speaking God's word and acting on it, line upon line and precept upon precept. Don't get weary, man, because in due season, you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't cave in, if you don't give up, if you don't quit. Hallelujah. But you say that again, right? What do you mean, man? Hey, boy, you just come on into the kingdom and just let it, man, continue to be manifested in and through our life, man, in the days of this everlasting kingdom. And it's going to be, man, what God said it's going to be. And, boy, God wants to summon all of us into his very presence. Like I told you, where he can talk to us himself. Thank God for you, man, me being able to allow God to minister to us, man, through these lips of clay. But let me tell you something, man. I'm talking about a more sure word than this. I'm talking about, boy, when my greatest desire, man, you know, listen, don't put your faith in what I'm telling you, man. You see, talk to the Lord about what, if you don't know how to hear what he's saying behind it, then just by faith receive it. Lord, you want me to come into your presence? Yeah, okay, well, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I can see if he was telling you something else. I can see if you're telling your man, you know, it's great doing that, don't do that, man. But he's telling you, listen, come boldly into my presence. You're going to say, man, look, say what? See, most of the preachers keep telling you, man, hey, listen, quit doing it. You're doing this right. You ain't doing that right. You're condemning you because of that. Man, you don't need nobody to tell you about your sin. You already know you're sinning. We need somebody to help us in our sin, to encourage us in our sin, not to condemn us in our sin, in our shortcomings. That ain't how God, that ain't how Jesus did. That ain't how God did. Well, he done understood in the Bible. Well, some of the people, man, saw a brother sick and everything, after they seen, they went on the other side of the street. Wouldn't even go around. We see a brother taken in the fire, boy, we would condemn him and cast his name out as evil and talk about him, man, instead of restoring them in the spirit of meekness. We go to gossiping and everything, man, and then, man, this boy, they already, boy, the devil already trying to destroy the character, and we just aid and support the devil in doing it. By lining up, boy, what the circumstance, situation, and symptoms say, and what the devil say. And instead of, boy, I'm talking about restoring one in the spirit of meekness. Hey, listen. Hey, our Father in heaven, boy. Let's take a moment, you know, to I don't know. I guess you know, take a deep breath. You know, I'm gonna take a moment right now, you know, and I'm gonna take a sip of this water right here. Just allow, you know, some of the things that God is speaking to our heart to just simulate. And if it don't mean minister to you, then hey, listen, you know, to whoever would believe, that's who. To who is the arm of the Lord believe, be dear to them that believe to be poor. I told you, Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice. And another one, they won't obey. You, this boy, that's what I always tell you, man. Don't just listen to what I say, boy. Listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you about what I say. Why? Because, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. And, boy, you know what they'll do? You hear the voice of God, when you hear God speak to you, yourself, let me tell you something. You'll do just like the majority of all those who have already heard them speak to them. You'll come follow him, just like Peter, James, and John, and all the rest of the disciples did when you didn't hear from him. See, when you can hear from a man, you might go and join the church and follow the church and follow what the church is doing and get in on what the church is doing. But when you hear, man, the voice of God, hey, listen, boy, you follow him. And, boy, you encourage your church and help your church and everything else to follow him. To what? To grow up in him. To follow him. To follow who? I'm not talking about, boy, follow a ritual and ceremony and everything else, man. When Jesus told them disciples, come follow me, man, they wouldn't follow in no ritual and ceremony and building no man church as we know it. No, man, they was establishing, man, you know, the kingdom of God upon the earth. Or let me say it in the correct way, reestablishing the kingdom of God upon the earth that we lost in Adam. And that, like I said, that the devil, man, became a squad on our race and turned into what it is here now. Well, listen, man, like we said earlier, man, God came himself 2,000 years ago, man, and fixed all that up. But now, boy, what is the assignment is in the earth today, man, making it known, establishing it, and making it known. The Bible says he used the foolishness of preaching. Well, publicly declaring the message, advertising. That's what preaching is. Publicly declare a message, to advertise, just like we get on television and social media and advertise a product wide so that the consumer can get it. That's what preaching is, the same thing. That's why I tell you the simplicity of it is what make it hard. What we're doing, we're advertising the product. What product do you advertise? Me and Sony get on and whoever to get on and Ford Motor Company, all of them advertise their product. And man, listen, we do the same thing too. We advertise our product. What's our product? See, we've been advertising the wrong product. We've been advertising church and the door being to what the product is, boy, all with the kingdom of hell. That's the product. You know why the church ain't, you know why, man, the world ain't flocking into the kingdom of God, man, and into the churches? Jackson, you've been man advertising the wrong message. That ain't funny. What you laughing at, then, Arthur, man? You know, because there's a righteous indignation on the inside of me, man. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's why he ran limitations. I mean, he reproved, he rebuked, he corrected. How? He chastised. You know how he do it? He don't do it with no calamities or nothing like that. He just use his word. And his word don't condemn us, man. His word convict us. There's a difference between, man, using the word to condemn, man, God, people, and then using the word to convict, God, people. The Bible says the Holy Ghost ain't come to condemn. Jesus said he didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He come to, the Holy Spirit come to convict the world. So, well, man, instead of you trying to beat the case that you know you're guilty of, you would come before the judge and say, I'm guilty. Forgive me. You know what happened, man, when you come that way? You not only get forgiven, but you get pardoned. Justified. What's justified? Just if I hadn't done nothing. Lord. I come on, shout out, I'm on, shout out. But that is, that's in your inheritance. But if you don't know that, like I said, if you don't know that that's in your inheritance, if you don't know that that's in your inheritance, then you won't partake of it. And you'll be running from God, man, because you think God's going to get you for that, man. And God, and this is going to bad going to happen to you for that and everything else. Instead of running to God, you'll be running from God. What's going on? I'm talking about 2,000 years ago, man. The devil that for 4,000 years had crushed our world here, our earth, into this world that we have here that's in operation on this earth here now. They plunged it into what it is here now, good and evil. You know, somebody want to know, man, what the tree or apple, they ain't got nothing to do with no apple, man. Listen, you know what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is? Well, that's what you live in. That's this world you're living in. That's this world we all living in. That's this world upon this earth. That's this pattern of operation or this system that's upon this earth that we all been living in ever since Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden into the wilderness. And begin to establish a pattern of operation, a way of living, a lifestyle, an arrangement, a world upon this earth. A world, man, that's motivated and influenced, man, and controlled, man, by a wicked angel who went bad, who Adam gave that dominion to. Hallelujah. And if he gave that dominion to them, man, then they was able to glory to God, to point our earth into what we have here today. And instead of being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth as it is here today, well, good and evil. There's a whole lot of evil in this world, boy, and the evil that's in this world, let me tell you something, outweigh even the bad. Yes, it got some good in this world, everything else. But boy, that's just enough good to cover up, man, the evil. What's the evil, man? The penalty for sin and death. Hallelujah. And the penalty for sin is death. And what's the penalty for sin? I'll say that again. I got a little distracted. The penalty for sin is death. Word Arthur, I say the penalty for sin is death. What this? But the gift of God is eternal life. Glory to God. That's what the gift of God is, eternal life. And I'm telling you, boy, 2,000 years ago, Jesus, God came to himself, boy, and that what Adam, what the devil had stole from Adam, man, God then came and got that back and redeemed us back there, man. And that's what he's bringing us to the knowledge of. And that's what we growing in and coming to the knowledge of. And that's what he's revealing to mankind in this day and time that you and I live in right now. What? That, boy, the restoration plan of God, the restoration desire of God, what God is doing in the earth, not what we're doing, but what God is doing. What is he doing? He redeeming our life from that destruction. And he got back for us, boy, everything that we lost in Adam. And he took back the the keys that death had in the grave that the devil had. He took back the authority that the devil had over our life. He caught the thief that's in our life. And not only did he catch the thief that's in our life, but I tell you, when a thief get caught, he got to restore what he took. What he took? He took our sovereignty. He took our dominion. He took our righteousness. He took our raw power. He took our identity. He took our righteousness. He took, man, you know, all those things that he took from us. But let me tell you something, boy, you got to come to the knowledge, boy, that all those things that he took from you has been restored back to you. But if you don't know that, like I said, if you don't understand that and don't have no knowledge of that, then, man, he keep on stealing from us, boy. He keep on robbing us, and he keep on stealing your joy and everything else. You never get in on what God's plan is for your life, man. And if you won't watch it, man, let me tell you something, man. It's a lot of people, man. There's a lot of God's children. They were saved, but they died in the wilderness. They never entered into the promised land. They never got the inheritance. They were saved. They wasn't in Egypt. Thank God a lot of us, you know, and everything else, we saved. But, man, saved ain't the goal. We think, man, you know, making it to heaven, man, when we die, get to heaven, that's the goal, man. And then that ain't the, saved ain't the goal. Saved is the means to the goal. What's the goal, man? To get your stuff back. Get the, man, what you lost, your inheritance back. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your righteousness, your kingship, your crown, your true identity. Who you are, boy? Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. Boy, I'm talking about, boy, coming to men. I'm talking about, let me tell you something. If you've been preached dead man for the last 2,000 years, man, we'd be much more mighty and men than we won't be just religious people then. We won't have them servant attitude that we have. Well, we have king attitudes. But we'd be so far more. Why, man, come on, let me tell you something, man. What the deal is out there? Because, boy, we've been advertising the wrong product. What's the wrong product, man? We know we've been telling people, man, about, man, don't misunderstand me. We've been telling people about Jesus. The door. And they've been telling them, man, about what Jesus advertised. We've been telling them about, man, the messenger, boy, and then telling them, man, about the message or the product that the messenger came to bring. It's like, man, you know, the postmaster, I mean, the UPS man couldn't bring you, boy, a package, man, with a $10 million check in it, man. And all you're doing is, man, worshiping, man, and thanking and praising, man, the poster man, the UPS man, and never getting the check. Don't know about the check. All you know is about the UPS man, but don't know what he got for you. But you know he's a good man, he's a good person, and everything else, he's a good friend, everything, but he don't know what he got for you. It's the same thing, man. We've been advertising the wrong product. We've been advertising, man, the bringer of the product, and don't know nothing about the product that he bought. What he bought? He bought the governing influence of God back to the earth. He bought, man, you know, everything that we lost and got stolen from us through Adam's disobedience. He bought all that back. He, just like Adam messed up everything, man, he came blessed up everything. And boy, when we cease from our works and get in on that, then, man, we start coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. But watch, you got to make the choice. You got to make the decision. That don't just happen to us by you hearing and everything else. You got to make it. I tell you, like we say, you are the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. We got the power and the responsibility to determine our future and our destiny. That's on us. I told you, God gave us dominion over the earth. People say, man, why you let, thank God, let all this happen on the earth that it is on it? Ain't God ain't let that happen, man. That's us. That's on us. And we want to put it on God, man. This is like this here, God did this and God did this, and why God let this happen? Why God let that happen? Man, God ain't let nothing happen. That's what you and I let happen. God gave the dominion over the earth to us. He can't come in here and start usurping authority over the territory he gave us without our permission. He don't do that. Now, he don't violate his word. I told you, if you ever get the king to talk to you, you can take that to the bank. He can't violate his word. He say, let them have dominion. We lost that dominion. And boy, God came and got it back for us. That's why I keep emphasizing. He came and got it back for us, and he didn't restore it back to us. Now you got to learn, man, how to operate in it and to grow in it. And to hear that, that's why you got to advertise. That's why I keep telling you over and over and over and over and over again and again and again. All of the kingdom of heaven, man, is available to us. All of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everything you reach, that's how close it is. And not only that's how close it is, it can get even closer than that. It can get down on the inside of you, all the way inside your spirit, inside your heart, inside your mind, your emotion, your soul. Why? If you make the choice and the decision, what? To invite it in. To start seeking, man, the kingdom of God. Start going, start, man, I'm talking about, boy, inquiring and seeking and talking to God and going out to what, boy? The kingdom of God. Seeking the kingdom of God. The Bible says those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, it didn't say might be, could be, should be. It says shall be filled. Yeah, but I failed, and I'm in fear way back, and I got this problem, I got that issue. Man, keep seeking the kingdom of God. Bring all your problems. Bring all your circumstances. Bring all your situations. There are many of the affliction of a man. Man, we all got some issues and problems and everything else. And the devil, man, calls you, man, to stop seeking God, man, to run from God and keep running into your problem. Man, let me tell you something. I don't care what the deal is in my life. Ain't no devil in hell can stop me, man, from continuing to seek first the kingdom of God. If I fall 1,000 times, but if I'm getting back up, man, keep on seeking the kingdom of God, man. They cast my name out as evil, I'm going to keep on seeking the kingdom of God. If I fail 10,000 times, baby, I'm going to keep on getting up, man, and seeking, man, the kingdom of God. Why? Because, boy, let me tell you something, all that other getting up and everything else, one day all that's going to cease. And, boy, this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Don't have no end to it. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stay with that which is steadfast, unmovable. And I'm going to keep on seeking, man, first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And boy, everything that I have need of, boy, to fulfill his will and his destiny for my life, and add it unto me day by day by day. Listen, my prayer for you is God's best for your life, and that you grow in the knowledge of God's will with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you might know him. Hallelujah. Therefore, I decree and speak the blessing of God upon your life. See, when I ain't talking about just quoting no scripture, ain't no weapon for against you. I decree and declare that you come to the realization and the reality of it, that it really ain't no weapon for against you can prosper. If death can't even prosper against you, what you mean death can't? They crucified Jesus Christ. And guess what, baby, got up. What that mean, Arthur? He was showing you, man, was the same thing. You, when you die, you getting up too. Hello. Listen, that's mankind's greatest enemy, man. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I told you, he took back Satan, man, authority and domain over the earth and gave it back to us. Now, what's our mandate? Hey, man, now we, man, started re-establishing, man, what God's original plan and purpose and destiny were for our lives. You think Adam and Eve then was having church in the Garden of Eden and on the corner down there with stained glass windows and a pew and a preacher and all that? Now, what the hell going on in there? He was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Personal relationship, what? Through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the holy place where God to be, all the way into the presence, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. Boy, that way up, that's the way that Jesus did made back to. Pass all of that all the way back into the presence of the Most High God. That's my invitation to all of you. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance with all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. What's that, Arthur? That's the love of the Father. The greatest story that has ever been told. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I. If we could be of any help to you and continue and grow on you, we ask you that you continue to tune in to our broadcast. Listen, our contact number at Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry is area code 713-870-3776. Once again, that area code is 713-870-3776. Love you with the love of the Lord. Talk to you next. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God.